The Battle Creek Church sets the pace in organizing. Though in August and September several companies of believers entered into some form of organization, it was left to the Battle Creek Church to lead out again in well-defined steps in this direction. The annual meeting of the Seventh-day Adventist Publishing Association was called for Friday, October 4. This would bring together quite a group of Michigan ministers and laymen, and J.N. Loughborough, E.S. Walker, and George Amadon saw this as an opportunity to further the interests of church order, carrying it to a third step, the organizing of local churches. In connection with the constituency meeting, they suggested meetings over the weekend at which attention could be given to a more perfect organization of the church, IBID, September 24, 1861. So after the Sabbath, October 5, a meeting was held, with Joseph Bates serving as chairman and Uriah Smith as secretary. The minutes of this vital meeting read in part. The first business presented was the organization of churches. Brother Loughborough said, "I consider it proper and necessary to consider here the organization of churches, as the subject has been agitated among us, especially for the last 6 months, and in order to bring the matter before the meeting, I move that we consider the proper manner of organizing churches." Seconded by Brother White. Carried. Brother White then presented the following resolution. Resolved, that this conference recommend the following church covenant: we, the undersigned, hereby associate ourselves together as a church, taking the name Seventh-day Adventists, covenanting to keep the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus Christ. Seconded by Brother Hull. Adopted. IBID, October 8, 1861. But the vote was not full, and White stated that he hoped that a matter of such importance would not be passed without some discussion. On this suggestion, Loughborough, by a motion, opened the way for a reconsideration of the matter. This led to the question whether White's proposal was not a creed, and a creed they would not tolerate. Hull felt that it was not a creed or articles of faith, but merely a pledge to do one thing, keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. James White then led into a discussion of the involvements in the light of the fears sustained by some. Here is his statement. If there is no one to raise any objections to this step, I have almost a mind to raise some myself, so that the subject may be discussed. Circumstances have driven me to an examination of this subject somewhat, and it is a very clear one to my mind, but perhaps it might be objected to on this ground: it will look like patterning after the churches around us, and what will be the influence? I would like to hear remarks on this point. It will certainly be doing like those around us, and certain individuals will say that we are following after Babylon, and this may be an objection in their minds. IBID. Loughborough suggested that if this was so, they were patterning after the other churches by building meeting houses. He stated, "We call the churches Babylon not because they covenant together to obey God." He referred to an article he had written for the Review in which he declared, "The first step of apostasy is to get up a creed, telling us what we shall believe. The second is to make that creed a test of fellowship. The third is to try members by that creed. The fourth, to denounce as heretics those who do not believe that creed. And fifth, to commence persecution against such. I plead that we are not patterning after the churches in any unwarrantable sense in the step proposed, IBID." Cornell could not see that adopting such a covenant was patterning after the churches. Then James White made a rather comprehensive and significant statement.